It's Paul Gibbons and I'm Managing Director of Messenger.
And we're here in Colley Weston, just by the side of the main road, and this amazing tree has been lit up tonight, and you've decided to do a ceremony and invite the village, really, to celebrate.
We have, Rob, yes. We do this most years and we love it and we get a great buzz from it, and we thought, why not share it with the village this year, share the turning on of the lights with the village. And it's great to see all the villagers here today, and I think it's put us all into the Christmas spirit now.
Now, I can't ask you how many lights are there or indeed how long it is, because that actually is going to hopefully raise some funds for Colley Weston Shop.
Yeah, we thought that would be a great way. The shop's such a great asset to have, and I know they struggle some weeks with the trade, and we thought if we can raise a little bit of money to help keep that shop going, then fantastic. So we thought we'd run a little competition, and we're going to ask people how long they think that the string of lights would extend if we laid them all out, and we may even extend the competition to how many bulbs there are there, I don't know.
Wow. All I have been told is there's twice as many as last year, so it is spectacular, isn't it? It really is.
It is, absolutely. And we didn't think we'd put enough lights up there this year, but I think we certainly have. I think there's enough there.
Now, birch tree actually pushed the plunger, is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you actually turned the lights on?
We did.
You did?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Joseph.
And what's your name?
Luke.
So how was it then actually turning on the lights for you? What did that feel like?
It feels like Christmas.
Absolutely. And is it impressive? Do you like that?
Yes.
Very usual thing to have for Christmas and do it with my best mate Joe in my life.
Wonderful. So you're doing it together and there those lights are on for everyone to see until, well, past Christmas now. Brilliant. You did a fabulous job.
Also, there's another thing I want to say. I'd like to say Merry Christmas to everyone who has lost a loved one.
Very kind.
Like granddads, grandmas, and everyone who has raised such beautiful people.
Well, you're clearly a beautiful soul saying that as well.
Yeah.
Well said.
Thank you. Have a lovely evening and well done. So, Messenger, you moved from Tinwell to here, what, 5 years ago?
We did, yes. We managed to buy the plot of land and always had a dream of building our own offices. And, yeah, we've been welcomed into the village and it's worked extremely well for us, yeah.
And what kind of projects could you talk about that you've been involved with? Because, I mean, you get involved with some pretty big things.
We do. We're really fortunate. I'm so privileged. The buildings we work on and the buildings I get to see. We're in Leicester at the moment on the cathedral doing the next phase there. I've just finished a project in London on the Handel and Hendrix Museum in the middle of Mayfair, which is quite fascinating. I had no idea that Handel and Hendrix had lived in the same building a couple of hundred years apart, but that was a lovely project to be involved in. And then, yes, we work for all sorts of VIPs and people I probably shouldn't shout about, so yeah.
And the family connection with the lights as well, we should mention Lux Technical while we're talking.
Absolutely, yeah. My son runs a sort of technical company where he's involved in this sort of thing. I think we're at the bottom end of the sort of things he gets involved in, but I drag him in and yeah, he's done us proud this year, which is great, yeah.
Wonderful. Thanks very much for joining us on Rutland and Stamford Town. Merry Christmas. And are you going to leave this on till gone Christmas?
Yeah, I think we will. For as long as people will bear with me, I'll leave it on, yeah.